This message is part of the educational ministry of Columbia International University. We've been preparing world Christians to know Him and to make Him known since 1923.
Thank you, President Jones. It is an honor to be here. I do come from waterlogged Nashville, Tennessee. We did have $250,000 worth of damage to our buildings in the flood, and it is not insured. So we want the name of your insurance agent. We want some of that insurance money. But we have had quite a time in Nashville. My home and my church is in the hardest hit area of the floods that maybe you have heard about or seen about on television. And my home was safe, I'm grateful to say. But in one night in our church, we lost 18 different homes, and we rescued families from our church who were stranded. Their streets became islands in the middle of the Cumberland River. And it was just incredible to see. The Opryland Hotel, which is right in our area, was flooded with 10 feet of water. And I had one couple away on their honeymoon. They had their suitcase packed. They came back, and what they had in their suitcase after it was their first anniversary, their one-year anniversary, that was all they had left. The water had swept away their home. And so we had a lot of interesting stories. One man in our church was stranded, and the river was rampaging all around him. His name was Bob Williams. Someone had left him a boat, and he got in that boat to try to get away to safe ground, but he didn't know how to operate the boat. He didn't know how to feed it the gas. And he was trying to head to a place of safety, and the engine sputtered out. He couldn't get it started. The rain was torrential. It was already dark. The Cumberland River was like the Mississippi. It was white water everywhere. He was drifting towards that water. He knew that he was only moments away from being swept away in that boat and probably killed. And he said, he's a wonderful Christian. He said, Lord, help me. And at that moment, he went by a little tree. And he grabbed that tree with his arms. And he held on, sitting in the boat, holding to that tree for a long time until finally a rescue boat came and plucked him out of the water. And when he told me that story, I said to him, I have done that many, many times when I've been almost swept out to sea in life or in ministry, when it's been in the storms, when the water has been rampaging, and I have found a text or a verse of scripture or a passage, and I've wrapped my arms around that passage, and it's kept me safe and stable in the storm. And the passage, I think, that helps us more than most in the Bible is the one that was the favorite of the first president of this college, Dr. Robert C. McQuilkin. He used it as the basis for his teaching about the victorious Christian life, and that's the 23rd Psalm. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those 100 or so words summarize the historic message of Columbia International University and the victorious Christian life. From the moment that David wrote that psalm, that little poem, it has been the best known and most loved poem in all of the history of the world and in all of literature. It has been engraved on the hearts of every generation from antiquity to modernity. It has been quoted in millions of sick rooms and thousands of classrooms, and whispered and spoken and recited in hospitals and jails and homes and churches for thousands of years. It's been spoken in open-air rallies and in underground meetings, in times of rest and refreshment, and in seasons of distress and grief. It has comforted millions in times of war and in seasons of peace. It is equally appropriate for the nursing home or for the nursery school, it is the most memorialized and memorized passage in all of history and in all of the Bible. And in these six little verses, it sums up all of the abundance of God's grace as it relates to all of the extents of our needs. It begins with the Lord, Yahweh, and it ends with the word forever. And what could be better than that? There is so much I'd like to say today about the 23rd Psalm, but I only want to make 2 points. And the first one has to do with the theology of this psalm as it relates to you and me. It begins by saying, the Lord, Yahweh, which means I am who I am from everlasting to everlasting. He is God. There is none other. He is the eternal, self-existent, and forever self-sustaining one, the King, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. This one is. And that word is means that Psalm 23 is not a promise. Promises are future tense. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. All things will work together for good. But when it says is, when it's present tense, it isn't a promise to be claimed. It's a reality to be experienced right now. The Lord right now is my. And that pronoun is very important. Do you know that there are 27 pronouns in the 23rd Psalm? So if you want a blessing one day, I'm going to give you 2 assignments. This is the first one. Just one day, maybe today, take a pencil and open your Bible and circle every pronoun in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Me, I, my. The reason why Psalm 23 is so universal is because it is so individual. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd. And shepherd is a word in the Hebrew that is very akin to the Hebrew word for friend. They have the same etymological roots. And it's because sheep are companionship animals, and the Lord made them that way to give us certain illustrations of our relationship with Him. I had some sheep. We raised sheep for many years on our property. We have several acres. And so when our girls were little, we got some sheep, and each one tended her sheep, and her sheep became very attached to her. And, you know, finally what happens is my girls all grew up and left home. They all came here to CIU and left me with the sheep. And gradually we got down to one old ewe, and her name was Lucy, and she was old and blind. We had Lucy and Ethel, were our two last remaining sheep. And Lucy was old and blind and sick, and we had a very harsh winter last year, and I went out one day, and she was down on the ground. I couldn't get her up. I couldn't rouse her. I got some friends, and they brought a stretcher, and we got her to the barn, and I stretched a power cord out there and heat and blankets, and I was very upset by the whole thing. And I would go out several times a day through the snow and through the cold down to that barn and sat down beside Lucy, and she couldn't get up. She was just on her side, and she'd lift her head when I came in, and I'd put her old woolly head in my lap, and I'd talk to her, and truth be told, I prayed with her, just like I would someone that I was visiting in the hospital. And to be honest with you, I sang to her, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us, much we need thy tender care. And I would leave, and I would just cry as though it were a person. And I had to leave for Japan on a trip, and so my son-in-law said, you're going to have to take care of Lucy. And he did. He had a vet, and they put her to sleep, and buried her, but I was heartbroken when I left. But it helped me understand something of the tenderness and the friendship that exists between the shepherd and his sheep and between the Lord and us. The Lord, Jehovah, Yahweh, who is self-existent, self-sustaining, the King, eternal, immortal, right now is my, belongs to me, I belong to him, my shepherd. And so therefore I have everything I need. And that's the theme of this psalm. The entire psalm, the remainder of the 5 verses, simply is the unfolding of this particular theme. And so we say, the Lord is our shepherd, and therefore we have all that we need when it comes to peace and protection. We shall not lack peace and provision, because he makes us to lie down in green pastures and leads us by still waters. We shall not lack hope or encouragement, because he restores our soul. You shall not lack guidance as you leave this place, because he leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We shall not lack deliverance in times of trouble. And some of us may have times of trouble, but though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. We shall not lack companionship with our Savior because he is with us. We shall not lack protection because his rod and his staff comfort us. We shall not lack help and healing in all of the events of life because he anoints our heads with oil. We shall not lack endless blessings because our cups overflow. We shall not lack anything because goodness and mercy will certainly follow us all of the days of our lives. We shall not lack an eternal home in heaven because we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever because the Lord is our shepherd. As you leave here, you will always have the assurance that you will always have everything you need. That's the theology of Psalm 23. Now, let me say just a word about the geography. When I was studying this psalm, I decided the best way to study Psalm 23 was to look up all of the references to sheep and to shepherds in the Bible. And I had a tremendous time studying the book of Genesis and what Genesis says about shepherds, particularly in Genesis 37. And I learned that I don't think you can understand Psalm 23 without understanding Genesis 37, because it tells us something about the migratory patterns of Middle Eastern shepherds. Because do you remember, that's the story where Jacob said to Joseph, go find your brothers, they're keeping the sheep somewhere. Now at that time, according to Genesis 35, they were living in Hebron, way down to the south. So it says that Joseph went to Shechem. Now when you study this out on a map, this is your second assignment, to study the route that Joseph took in Genesis 37. Shechem is way up to the north and the northern areas of Israel, around the Samaria region. So he traveled a tremendous way looking for where his brothers were migrating with these flocks. And he was wandering around looking for them, and he said, I can't find my brothers. Do you know where they are? And a man said, yes, they went to Dothan. Well, you follow the course then to Dothan. You're up near the Galilee region. They traversed the entire length of Israel just in this one summer, seeking the right pastures for their... The Lord's flocks are not stationary. They are not static. They are migratory. And Psalm 23 reflects that migratory pattern. It begins with the green pastures and the still waters of Hebron. And then you begin migrating, and sometimes you have to go through dark canyons. And there are times when there are fires, and times when there are floods, and times when there are very difficult and dark valleys to go through. But then we emerge into higher plains, into the plateaus, into the tablelands, and there we find the shepherd has more pastures prepared for us. And we continue to travel. We find that the cisterns have been dug, that our cups overflow, that all of our needs are met. And finally, we come full circle back to the Father's house. And Psalm 23 reflects the migratory patterns that we read about in Genesis 37, and it tells us that the Lord keeps his sheep on the move. And you're leaving from here to go who knows where. We don't know exactly what's going to happen to us, but we've always got to listen for the shepherd's voice. Be cramming the scripture into your mind every day. Read and study your Bible every day, not for sermons or for lessons. Read and study the Bible every day just to keep your mind filled with the scripture and listening there for the shepherd's voice. Oh, Lucy, when she was so blind and she couldn't find her way around very well, but she had grown up in the pasture, and so she was never afraid and never seemed discomforted, and so we just let her stay out there. But when I would go out to feed her, sometimes she'd be across the pasture. She wouldn't see me coming, but as soon as the chain clinked against the gate, she'd look up, sort of in alarm. Sheep are easily frightened. And I'd say, Lucy, it's me. And as soon as she heard my voice, she would start coming in my direction. She couldn't see me, but she heard my voice. But she would veer off to the left or amble off to the right and wander away, and I'd have to keep talking to her, Lucy, right here, come this way. I'd walk towards her, and that old sheep she'd zero in on my voice. And as long as I kept talking to her, she would come straight to me. Lucy, come on, I'm right here. I've got some food for you. And with every word that I spoke, her ears perked up, and she kept coming in the direction of my voice until finally she was at my feet. And I gave her grain, and I talked to her, and we had some time together. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and I will lead them in and out, and they will find pasture. And we do that primarily by cramming our minds every day with the words of the Good Shepherd. So wherever you are in the migratory patterns of the Good Shepherd's leading, you are never outside and you never will be of Psalm 23. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you will always be in between Yahweh and forever. And he will always lead you in the right paths as you hear his voice, cram his word into your mind, and follow him with all of your hearts. And you can say, all the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Shall we pray? Dear Lord, may we so live our lives that we can come to the end of it and say, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you were blessed by this message. Additional audio messages and learning resources are available at www.ciu.edu/bookstore or call 803-807-5263. Messages are also available by podcast at iTunes. CIU is a regionally accredited biblical university offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs. Our purpose is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for letting us minister to you today.